The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And today we're going to hear some Irish music live in our studio. The group called Rising Gale is performing on the Piper's Hut concert series in Urbana tonight at the Channing Murray Foundation, starting at 8 o'clock. And we've got them for the hour. They drove down to us from, I think they were just in Iowa, maybe? No, Galena, I think they were. We'll hear definitively in a few minutes and hear a lot about them. It's quite a young group and rather vibrant, and I think you'll enjoy them. I'm looking forward to it. Stay tuned to Live and Local. That was the last movement of the Cape Breton Concerto by Brian Christopher Packham, featuring flutist Chris Norman and the Camerata Bariloche, the Chamber Orchestra of Argentina. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, good afternoon. I'm Kevin Kelly, and I'm here with some very fine young musicians in our studio who are going to be performing tonight on the Piper's Hut Concert Series at the Channing Murray Foundation in Urbana on West Oregon Street. That's on the University of Illinois campus. And the concert starts at 8. Doors expected to open around 7:15. And you can either go to the door, although it's recommended that you check out the Piper's Hut website and make a reservation that way, which is piper's-hut.com. Piper's-hut.com. And the group I'm referring to is called Rising Gale, and they spell Gale, G-A-A-E-L, as in the Gaelic. And y'all are from Madison, Wisconsin.
Originally.
Yep. But you seem to be scattered all over the country right now. Are all four of you college students?
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
At four different places.
Yep. Yep.
Somebody's at Boston College. Who's at Boston College?
Yeah, that's
college?
Me.
That is Aaron Ellison, who is the, you play flute and what else?
And tin whistle, and then I sing also.
And you do some singing, and you do some dancing.
Yeah, sometimes.
We won't be having any dancing on today's show. It wouldn't be very interesting with carpet.
No.
It would just be thuds instead of taps and clicks and so on. And let's see, who goes where else?
I go to University of Texas at Austin.
And you are Peter Tissot, playing the guitar and foot pedals. And what else do you have in your rig?
I sing a little bit, and I sometimes pick up the drums when he's playing the bagpipes. But
and he would be Jeff Olson on the Bowron, which is a rather different one than I have seen, at least in here.
Mine's in pretty bad shape. I have a hole.
You actually have duct tape on it.
It works.
Is that duct tape around the rim also?
This is actually electrical tape, and it gives a more pure tone.
Oh,
kind of gets
right.
Rid of some of the overtones.
And you are in school where?
I'm heading off to Eastern Michigan University in the fall.
Heading off to?
So you're I just graduated from UW-Madison, and so...
So you're going on for a master's of some kind?
Correct. Prosthetics and orthotics, actually.
You know, I'm going to ask that question later, because I don't think... Is anybody doing music? Peter, I was going to guess that maybe at UT Austin, because they've got a nice music program down there. And we're just left with one person, Katie Dion.
Yes.
Fiddle player.
Yep. I'm at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee.
Well, at least two of you went in state, stayed in state at least initially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how, if you're so spread out, do you manage to get together as a band, and how often do you do that?
Well, that was kind of like a logistical challenge for us when we first started moving away. Like when we first started the band, we were all in high school still, and in Peter's case, middle school. So it was nice because we were all local and we could do a lot more shows during the school year. But once we all went off to college, we kind of had to limit our playing to the summer and winter break. And occasionally, if we can squeeze in a gig during Thanksgiving, we try to do that too. But it's a little bit more of a challenge, but we have a really busy, fun summer playing all these shows.
Spring break tends to fall down on St. Patrick's Day, too, so that's always a good
Very convenient.
Yeah.
So do you always converge on Madison?
Well, that's where all our folks are from, so we tend to crash with them and then do these little weekend trips where we can drive and then drive back. So, yeah, we stay in the Midwest. Although, we're really excited. We're going out to Colorado later at the end of July to do, like, a little mini Rocky Mountain tour. And then we're going to be heading out to Syracuse, New York at the very end of the summer to wrap up our tour. So,
and
pretty excited about
how
that.
How did you, from the Midwest, how did you land in Colorado and New York specifically?
Well, it's been really nice. We've been a band for 6 years, so we've been doing a lot of networking in these last 6 years, and word of mouth has kind of spread about our music and our band in general, and so it's been nice because we've been getting calls from all these different venues asking us if we'd come out and play in their different states. So it's been cool for us because we've been able to travel and see a lot of the country that normally without the band we probably wouldn't have been able to see.
So this is obviously word of mouth. You go play somewhere, like here in Urbana, and somebody will ask Dean Karras, who runs the Piper's Hut series, who have you heard lately? And he might recommend you to the next place, and there you go.
Yeah, right?
Well, I went through your bio here and highlighted some of the adjectives that are applied, that at least whoever wrote this applied to yourselves. And I'm not even going to say who they replied to, but here is one: sweet, driving, energetic, racing, flying, electrifying, beautiful, and commanding. That last one was applied to the fiddle. That was the most interesting one to me. So who wrote that bio for you?
I did. I'm an English major. Whipping out all the big guns on the bios. But
well, those are some great adjectives. And, you know, we'll find out just how well you live up to that. But, you know, it makes you sound like a very vibrant group, an exciting group, and that people should be in for a really great time tonight. So why don't you give us the first demonstration?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Rising Gale here on Live and Local. Aaron Ellison, the vocalist on there, and on the guitar, Peter Tissot, and on the bowron, Jeff Olson, and fiddling, Katie Dion. And name of that tune, I should probably guess from the repeated chorus.
Nova Scotia Farewell.
Oh, well, I wouldn't have guessed it then. Jeff, I'm looking at some more wonderful adjectives in your biography here, and in particular regarding your playing of the bowron, which, for those who haven't heard that term, it's spelled in a rather funny way if we're used to regular English spelling, B-O-D-H-R-A-N. Irish is the one language that when I'm announcing classical music on the air, I avoid trying to pronounce because inevitably it doesn't sound anything like what it looks, at least as far as I'm concerned. But it says here that you never took formal lessons on the instrument.
No, actually, I got the basics down from my dad, actually, when I was about 7. And I just grew up listening to a lot of players, different players, and just trying to incorporate, you know, what I like from different players into my own style. And I don't know, I've, like I mentioned before, I have a hole in my drum. I think I have a lot more energy and force into what I'm doing than a lot of players. So
he's broken a lot of drums.
I have a lot of fun doing it. And I guess if I had to pick some of my favorites, John Joe Kelly from Fluke, he sort of had a very innovative style, top-end style. And then there's a band out of Chicago called Beltinna and a drummer there named Kevin Rice. So I don't know, I just grew up, you know, developing my own style.
And you grew up with being surrounded by Irish or at least Celtic music of different kinds.
Correct. My parents met in a Scottish dancing group.
Oh,
and
really?
So, you know, that's sort of like the jumping off point, I guess, for, you know, my interest in the bagpipes and the bowron. And yeah.
There's some reference here to a special glove you wear, which I don't see unless it's
I don't have it on right now, but the problem is, it's not a very pleasant thing to talk about on air, but I get a huge blister on my finger. What if I play, like, when we do 3 or 4 hour sets, you know, and the glove helps alleviate that.
Also, I think what the website was talking about was over the time we've invented some crazy drumming additions, and as opposed to just playing the bowron. As you can see, he has a strap on his so he can stand up and play when he wants to. And also, we invented a little glove that you can slip on. It's actually just like a glove attachment that has like a few snares on it that you can put on the back of the head so it sounds more like a snare drum. And
that's in the car, or else I'd give an awesome demonstration. You have to come out to the concert tonight.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this is just supposed to be a teaser. We're not giving everything away.
Yeah, he also plays a whole, like, bass drum and snare, and he has cymbals that he plays when he just sits there, and he does it all with the one stick, which is pretty interesting.
So does it look like a standard drum kit setup? Or
it does.
But you just play it very differently.
Just play it very differently.
Exactly. It's funny going to the different festivals that we've been to, because a lot of the typical Irish bowron players haven't seen a rig like this before, so it kind of causes a little commotion when we first start our songs, so everyone's trying to figure out what's going on. But
favorable commotion or just a
I think favorable. Yeah,
we've actually seen some other people do it too, so maybe it's catching on.
Catching on.
Yeah.
So, but you hadn't seen them before they saw him, you think?
I have no clue.
You don't know.
But all I know is we spent a while getting that together.
Well, it would be nice to know if you're setting a trend. I mean, actually, here was another term, I presume, from Aaron here, this saying that Jeff is revolutionizing the Irish drum. Did you write that one too?
Yeah, I would agree with that, though. He does a lot of things on stage that people seem like they've never heard before. And yeah, he was up for a Madison Area Music Award for Best Drummer. So he's a talented guy.
And a lot of bowron players that you see are pretty chilled out, and like they have beautiful sounds on their drums, but Jeff also creates a beautiful sound with a lot of energy and excitement to watch, too. So
he attacks it. That's my perspective on it.
Yeah, so have you got a roll of duct tape handy at every concert?
Yeah, pretty much have to.
To plug the next hole? Because I imagine drum heads are expensive.
A little bit. This particular drum I'm playing, the maker now lives in the Netherlands. And so last time I had it replaced, I had to ship it out there. And it's actually like a kangaroo skin on here, which is...
Really?
Yeah. But it's supposed to be stronger. It's supposed to be stronger.
Don't tell the animal rights activists.
Well, it was already dead through some other means, right? Not just for drum heads. Well, I noticed on the website you all make a point of talking about what instruments you play. You know, who makes them. For example, the flute. Are there American flute makers that you work with? Or
tried a lot of different flutes, but the actual flute that I play is made by a maker in Ireland called Colin Hammy Hamilton, and he, in my opinion, is the best Irish flute out there right now. But the tin whistle that I play is made in Chicago by a man named Mike Burke, and it's kind of cool. Like, a lot of the tin whistles that you'll see have, like, those plastic heads, and you can't really tune them. So when you're playing with an ensemble, it's nice to have a tunable tin whistle because they can go sharp or flat pretty easily, especially in this kind of weather with the summer and the humidity and that kind of stuff. So his come with a little tuning slide, and they have, like, a really pure sound, I think. So we'll play it a little bit later on in the show.
in today's show.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Well, you got it on your lap, so I assume you're going to play it at some point. And then do you play special fiddles?
I don't. I've actually had this one since eighth grade. an upgrade is possibly coming, but...
Now, those are expensive.
Yeah.
I know that for sure.
Yeah, that's a serious investment, and we're all trying to get through college, so I might have to wait for a little while.
Well,
and this one works for now.
Now, Aaron, you said you're an English major, but specifically mm-hmm. Irish literature, is that right?
Yeah, well, I did my undergrad at UW-Madison in English and Celtic Studies, and now I'm getting my master's in Boston in Irish literature and Irish languages.
And is that, do you have a background, I mean, like Jeff does, where that you grew up with this sort of thing, or this just became an interest of yours as you played the music?
Yeah, well, actually, like, I first got into the Irish scene, and as did Katie and Jeff, through Irish dancing, and that's how we all met when we were younger. And so it was through the Irish dancing that I heard all of this awesome Irish music and started playing the Irish whistle. I didn't start playing Irish music till, like, I was 12 or 13, so...
Well, that still seems pretty early to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's always something I wonder about. In fact, I think, again, it's in Jeff's bio. It says, while most teenagers were dabbling with electric guitars, Jeff was playing the Balron, which is not what you'd call the usual thing.
Right.
I was the one dabbling with electric guitars.
And you still are.
Yeah.
Although this what you're playing now looks almost like a hybrid of some kind.
Yeah, it's actually a Taylor T5. It's, I think, one year it won best acoustic guitar and best electric guitar. It's the best of both worlds, and I actually use it in both ways on stage. I have it running out of having a clean sound, and I also run it out of an amp so that it gets that electric sound as well. But I used to play an Ovation, just acoustic guitar, and I still break a lot of strings, but I used to break a whole lot more. And my fingers would be so torn down. And I said, I need something a little bit more playable for my style, and this is it.
So you're as aggressive on the guitar as Jeff is on the drum, is that it?
Last night we played in Galena, Illinois, and by the end of the set, I was playing a four-string guitar. I broke two strings. I played the last three songs with a five-string, and then the last song I just went a little too wild and... They asked for an encore, and I played the four string. It was horrible.
Well, I guess you got to be, if this happens all the time, you got to be pretty adaptable.
Yeah, I have speed trials on changing strings.
There's some famous story floating around. This might apply to different violinists, but I think Itzhak Perlman was supposed to have broken some string in some concert and some incredibly virtuosic piece of music, and there was no time to stop and pick up a fiddle from the concertmaster, and he just kept... adjusted everything to play without one of the strings.
I've also heard that.
That's about him in particular? Or about somebody or another?
So.
Yeah. Well, it could well be true. And he's coming to the Krannert Center here in Urbana next season, I noticed. So with any luck, that won't happen. But on the other hand, it might make it very exciting, you know, as I'm sure it does. Now, did you announce that you're playing on four strings?
Yes.
It was pretty well,
cause, a little disclaimer.
Yeah, whenever I get that low, I can deal. When I broke the one string about three songs before the end, I kept playing without telling anybody because I can get away with that. But when it gets down to four, it's a noticeable difference. And so I have to tell everyone, just, hey.
So you're lowering expectations, but what you're really doing is hyping the excitement.
Yeah, yes. I guess. Yeah. Although I didn't know the sound by the end of that song didn't sound too great. A guitar can't hold a tune with that few strings.
Oh, just having the extra the extra strings on there helps to balance out the...
Well, yeah, it has a tension that, you know, if you lose strings, it loses a little bit of tension that detunes the guitar, so...
I guess that makes sense in physics.
Yeah.
So. If I had remembered any of my physics, which I don't.
Same here.
Well, let's hear another tune from Rising Gale.
Okay, so the first one we did was a vocal piece, but now we're going to do an instrumental set of dance tunes.
Okay. Electrifying playing from Rising Gale here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Rising Gale is going to be playing, or are going to be playing, at the Channing Murray Foundation on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana tonight at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7:15. They're part of the Piper's Hut Concert Series, which has coming in August the group Kulrua. And that's going to be on the 10th of August. And we... with any luck, we'll have those guys in here as well. Going back to the apparently aggressive guitar style here, again, Aaron's wonderful wordsmithing describes a battlefield of shattered picks and broken guitar strings littering the stage after a rising gale show. You could do this for a living.
If you wanted. That's a plan, hopefully,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Write band bios.
Yeah.
Band bios. I used to write bios for classical and other groups up at the Ravinia Festival when I was in college. But nothing ever like this. I usually use most of the words that were supplied to me. Katie, you were or still are a professional dancer.
I'm moving out of that scene a little bit, but I took a few semesters off school to tour around with the Trinity Irish Dance Company out of Chicago. So that was the time of my life. It was really fun.
I hear they're pretty good.
Yeah, it was fun. We had a great time.
So why have you decided to leave that behind?
You know, school, it's hard to balance out with school. They were on a hiatus from touring. They're in Japan right now. So I don't know. It just, like, you know, change in life situations, I guess. And we have a lot of band gigs going on. So it's just, one had to give, so.
Is that something you might go back to when you finish college? Or
I love it. I think that your body has to be pretty toned and up to par for that kind of thing. And it's hard to get back into it as you age. And so I can try, but we'll see.
Gosh, Katie's a fantastic Irish dancer, and nothing riles up the crowd at our shows than when she puts on those dance shoes and starts clicking away.
Well, I believe that. We had the group Celtic Crossroads on here, I'm not sure how long ago, and they had a couple of dancers with them. Of course, they didn't dance in the studio either, but the male dancer especially was really quite fun, and people seemed to get really excited by Irish dancing.
Yeah.
Because it is exciting, especially when it's done really well. When it's not, you know, well, maybe not so interesting. But three of the four of you do some dancing. Which is the, who's the, grinning there. I'm the one who doesn't know how to do it, huh?
I'm the non-Irish dancer.
He has his own set of moves, don't worry.
Yeah, I was, I wasn't into Irish stuff at all before the band. They just said, hey, we need a guitarist. And so
we went to the same high school,
so we knew each other that way. But then they tried to teach me once, I think, up to Irish dance, and I couldn't do it.
You have some natural ability.
Just, not for that, huh?
Yeah. I'm just a little too clunky.
So you were playing some jazz, classical,
I did jazz
punk?
Training, classical training, and I had a little bit of that punk phase. I did a lot of rock music and jazz, and then classical guitar was, I did my acoustic training before this, but I just kind of merged it all together into one hybrid for the Irish scene.
Well, so Jeff must have known that you had a reputation for flexibility of style. Was that it, Jeff? When you discovered Peter?
Exactly.
Like, the cool thing about Rising Gale, I think, is that we try to spice up our music with a bunch of those different styles. And Peter's been awesome because he's really helped give us a little bit more of that edge with that punk and rock training. You know, otherwise, if you've heard traditional Irish guitar, it's really beautiful, but it doesn't have that, like, get out of your seat quality necessarily all the time. So it's nice to have a little bit of an edge. And same thing with Jeff's drum rig. Like, he is using the traditional component, the Boron, but then he adds in that rock kick drum and the cymbals and all that kind of thing. So it kind of takes our music to the next level.
You comment in your own bio here, Aaron, that you're experimenting with different flute techniques.
Yeah, well, in our third album, I took some inspiration from a band called Fluke, and traditional Irish music, at least flute music, is very legato, and everything is usually slurred, but he's doing a lot of exciting things with triple tonguing and, like, a lot of kind of cool articulations, and so that was kind of an experiment on our last album.
But you're not, are you doing, using all, what do they call them, alternative techniques? Extended techniques, like blowing across the flute in a different way, or just making generally different sounds?
No, I haven't tried any of that yet. Maybe that'll be for a new project to come. But
yeah, well, I want credit if you
hey, we'll do, yeah.
Yeah. Next time I read that bio, I'm going to see some wonderful adjective applied to my brilliant idea.
Yes. Will do, will do.
Well, you're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9, and our show today is made possible in part with support from the Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. More information is available at 359-7377. And they've been around for 25 years. You guys have been around since, what, 2004?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And what have you noticed about your own development in that time?
Well, I think we've gotten a lot more confident in our own style, you know, because we had grown up listening to, like, the dance music and stuff. And I don't know, we started writing our own music, and, mm-hmm. you know, it's a lot of fun.
It's kind of interesting. We have three albums out, and one is discontinued. But if you listen to the first album, it's all traditional and, like, you can tell that we really tried to, like, stay close to those roots. But as our style has evolved, you can really see that reflected in our different albums, which are for sale on iTunes, by the way.
We were going to get to that. If listeners want information on the group, best way to start, of course, go to their website, which I don't have it in front of me. Is it just risinggale.com?
Yep. Yes, G-A-E-L, Risinggale.
Who came up with the name? It's a wonderful name.
Jeff did.
That didn't even come from Aaron. Wow.
Yeah.
No, it's a good name.
Thanks.
Nicely reflective. Well, let's of the style of music that you have. Well, let's have another tune or set of tunes or whatever you want to do now.
Someday. Okay. So this is one that we wrote for that third album that Aaron was just talking about.
Yeah, and this is kind of a cool song. It's we wrote it as we were all going off to college. So it's about leaving your home in the hopes that one day you can return.
And here you all are returning with some regularity.
Yeah, right?
Keep my head above water till my wings. na 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 na.
Nice song. Tell me the name of it again.
Someday.
Someday. Performed by Rising Gale and Aaron Ellison on the lead vocals, Peter Tissot on the background vocals and the
nananas.
Nanas, and Jeff Olson playing both Balron and the harmonica and the egg shaker. Is that, yes. Is that what that's technically called?
Yes, sure.
Sure, why not, right? You know, I missed this earlier when I was reading through your material. That Peter, you're the guy amazing and majoring in music, but you're on double bass.
Yeah.
Instead of guitar.
Yeah, I'm actually my major is recording technology, but my primary instrument is double bass.
And that's been true for a while?
Well, no, I decided to do that for college because double bass is the instrument that I need a little kick in the pants to actually practice. And to have somebody, especially down in Austin, I'm studying under Dashun Zhang, and he's phenomenal. And he can, you know, that makes me motivated to practice, as opposed to guitar, which, you know, is more fun to play in situations like this, that I can practice that way. But throughout my whole life, I've been kind of like a jack of all trades. With music, I try to play as much stuff as I can, and it shows on the CDs. On the CDs, I play everything from banjo to mandolin to keyboards to bass to whatever I need to play.
And how many of those will you have at the show tonight?
I play mostly just the guitar at the shows.
He only has two hands. We haven't figured out how to make that work yet.
Well, I was just thinking, I'm not sure that I've seen a bass generally in Irish bands. At least not more traditional ones.
Right. I can think of one, Lunessa.
They have like a electric bass. It's a stand-up electric. It's really cool.
But yeah, you're right. There's not a lot of double bass.
Well, not a lot of bass in general, I don't think, in Irish bands.
Yeah. It seems to rely on the rhythm of the guitar and the drum. Mm-hmm. And that's your bass. And, of course, you've got a bass drum with your kit, right?
Yeah. And then Peter plays bass pedals with his feet, so we kind of like got those appendages working too, but that gives a little kick too.
At the end of a song, I kick it in with the low notes. But other than that,
that actually sounded like a pretty good thump in this room here.
Musical studio here.
Semi hollow floor, I guess. I notice here, Jeff, that you play some different kinds of drums. You have some African drums at times, and something called, what is the yidaki?
Oh, that's actually another name for the didgeridoo.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
And you play the didgeridoo?
Yeah. You know.
We dabble.
We had a couple of those in here a few months ago.
Oh, really?
Some really wonderful players.
I ended up making one out of PVC pipe, actually, which worked pretty well.
It's tunable.
Yeah, it's like a trombone didgeridoo, so he can slide it out for different notes. It's really awesome.
It was a fun project to make, you know.
And are you bringing that tonight?
That unfortunately did not make it in the van. We had limited space. But
we cram all of our huge PA into a minivan, so it's takes a lot of strategic packing, and the dig got left behind.
Yeah, we when you rest something that's got beeswax on the end of it on barroom floors and stuff like that, it doesn't end up looking the best, so you don't want to play it that often.
No. But yeah, it's fun to try new stuff.
Well, you're going to have to, I hope you brought brochures or something to sit around that tells people your next date, because they might want to be following you around so they can see these other instruments that we're teasing them with.
Yeah.
To hear tonight. Rising Gale are performing tonight in Urbana at 8 o'clock at the Channing Murray Foundation, and doors open at 7:15. It's part of the Piper's Hut concert series. Go to pipers-hut.com. Going to take a little break for the moment from the Irish music and mention some other of the many events, and this is just a fraction of them really, going on in our listening area this weekend. Tonight at 5:30 at Kickapoo Landing in Kickapoo State Park in Oakwood, it's Steve Rodman and friends. The Nothing But the Blues Festival is going on at Tri-Lakes in Bloomington from 6 to 10:30 tonight. And is that going tomorrow also? That's all I see here anyway. G.I. Jukebox is a sort of a old-time military-style musical review at the Conklin's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield. That's tonight and tomorrow at 6 and then Sunday for brunch. The Municipal Band in Pontiac is playing a concert of classical jazz, show tunes, and marches at the Courthouse Square in Pontiac tonight at 7. The Young Park Singers are at Kiwanis Park in Decatur tonight at 6. The July Music Festival recital is at Wesley United Methodist Church in Champaign. We talked about that on yesterday's show. That's at 7 o'clock tonight. Jeff Helgeson's quintet plays jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana tonight at 5 o'clock. And One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is a play put on by the Ransfield Theater Group. Time doesn't happen to be given on the schedule that I have here, but that's running through the weekend, and we'll be visiting with those folks next week sometime. Some klezmer music by the group called Don't Ask is at Westside Park in Champaign. Oh, well, that's going on as we speak. That's at noon. So, well, too bad you missed that one. The Wiz is the Champaign Park District Youth Theater Program presentation at Parkland Theater at Parkland College tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the Best of Summer Stock with Cinderella and Guys and Dolls at Central Park in Decatur. That was at noon today, too. I should have crossed that off my list. The Illinois Shakespeare Festival is presenting The Merry Wives of Windsor at Ewing Manor in Bloomington tonight at 8 o'clock. And then there tomorrow, it's The Three Musketeers at 7:30. And they have a show on Sunday. They don't, at least not on my schedule. If you were looking for the Art and Soul concert in downtown Champaign the other night, it was canceled because of the weather. It's rescheduled for tonight with the Mug Doc Pipers, CU Superstars, Jibril Kamara and Ballet a la Tantou, and the Champaign Urbana Symphony Quartet. That's all downtown Champaign tonight from 5 to 9:30. Ugg, the Caveman Musical continues at the Station Theater in downtown Urbana. That's tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at 8 o'clock. The 33rd Illinois Volunteer Regimental Band is at the Abraham Lincoln Museum in Springfield tomorrow at 11 in the morning. It's the Good Folk at Home Mini Music Festival in downtown Longview tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon. Many ensembles from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program in their last week for the summer are performing tomorrow from 10 through about 2 o'clock. Mondoro African Group is at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 9:30. Brian Chobin's Jazz Group is at downtown Bloomington Farmers Market tomorrow morning at 9. Music by the Leroy Choir with the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall Ceremonies is at Leroy City Hall tomorrow at 5. Prairie Voices at the Old State Capitol Historic Site tomorrow at 6 in Springfield. This is an incredible weekend. Fifth annual Pastimers Country Music Roundup, if I'm reading that right, is at Eagle Creek State Park in Findlay tomorrow morning at 10. And the Jim Markham Swing Band Sunday at Hessel Park in Champaign, 6:30. The Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana Choir with some instrumentals presents a concert, Anything But Bach, at the University Place Christian Church in Champaign Sunday evening at 7:30. The Music of Django Reinhardt is at the Iron Post Sunday night at 8 in Urbana. The Decatur Municipal Band plays at Fairview Park in Decatur Sunday night at 6. The Gary Warnick Jazz Trio in Decatur at Long Creek Whip Vineyards Sunday afternoon at 2. And the musical Annie continues at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan at 2 o'clock. That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And, of course, tonight at 8 o'clock, Rising Gale. Let's have another tune.
Sure thing.
Fierce. This is another instrumental set off of our latest album, and it's called Fierce.
Hopefully it lives up to the adjectives.
I do remember the name of that song, Fierce, from Rising Gale. It's one of your own compositions, I presume? Borrowed?
Kind of took the tunes. They're traditional tunes, but we definitely came up with that arrangement.
That's what Irish musicians do. You, like, take tunes from other people, kind of organize it into your own thing, so.
I'm always amazed at the number of tunes that folks can keep in their head. maybe especially Irish musicians, because they seem to have so many similarities. And then to remember the exact patterns is just something I can't imagine doing, and you guys probably find it completely routine.
Oh, man. I remember when I first started playing Irish music, a lot of the tunes did sound the same, but after you start playing them for a while, you start to figure out those different intricacies.
I mean, there are some Irish session musicians that just can play all of them, seems like. They have them all in their head, and I don't know. I have it easy. I can just play chords behind things.
Yeah, you can fill, I suppose, instead of remembering all of the patterns. Does it go quite this way? Or no, if it goes quite that way, then it's another tune.
Yeah.
And so on. Katie, I noticed you're one of three triplet sisters.
I am, yeah.
Are they also musical types or not?
Well, we all actually were trained in the classical violin. My sister started when she was 6, and I started when I was 7. And then our other sister started a few years later than that, but we all used to play little trios together back then. And then one of them branched off to play the mandolin, and I just got interested in Irish fiddling around that time, so.
Are you identical sisters? Identical?
We're not identical, no. People don't believe us when we tell them that we're triplets, but.
Well, my idea just went out the window, because then you all could trade off styles and switch off with each other. who would know that it wasn't Katie in the band?
That could get interesting, but.
I had some identical twin friends in high school who each dated identical twins and then switched.
Oh, no.
At some point, which it was very confusing to many people.
Yeah.
I imagine to them as well, or maybe not. Well, it's had been a great pleasure to have you guys in the studio. I'm glad you got up early enough to make it from Galena.
Yeah, thanks
for
having us.
To do the show today. Well, we'll let you do one more tune in just a moment. I do want to remind folks that Rising Gale, which is this young quartet of college and master's degree students at various places across the country in various specialties, is going to be playing tonight at Channing Murray Foundation at 8 o'clock. Doors open 7:15. For information, go to the Piper's Hut webpage. The Piper's Hut Concert Series sponsors a number of traditional Irish and other Celtic concerts throughout Champaign-Urbana, and their web address is pipers-hut.com. For Rising Gale information, go to risinggale.com, and their CDs are available there and on iTunes. And CD Baby also, anywhere else?
Yeah, I've got a couple on CD Baby. So.
Yeah, just go look for Rising Gale, G-A-E-L, and you will find these things. What are we going to end with?
This is one of our favorite songs. It's called Donald McGillivray.
McGillivray. And this is a traditional one, I'm guessing.
Correct.
Yes.
Doctored up. Rising Gale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donald's gone up the hill, hot and hungry. Donald has gone down the hill, wild and angry. Donald will clear the Gaelic's nest cleverly. Thank you.
Rising Gale, live in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Support for our show today comes from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines for the serious collector, the first-time buyer. This Saturday's wine tasting features wines from South Africa. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. It's going to be mostly sunny the rest of the afternoon with a high near 89, partly cloudy tonight, low around 67, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 90 degrees, and Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 in the afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy with a high near 80. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WINL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville.